AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump is meeting with Saudi Arabia's de facto ruler, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. After talks inside the royal court in Riyadh, Trump called the Crown Prince a friend and said they've developed a good relationship. Trump said he made Saudi Arabia his first official stop overseas because of the kingdom's promise to invest $600 billion in the U.S. The president will also visit Qatar and the United Arab Emirates. He's also ready to accept a luxury jet as a gift from the ruling family of Qatar, but his plan is raising ethical and security concerns. The president has said he wouldn't fly around in the gifted Boeing 747 when his term ends, but would instead donate the plane to a future presidential library. Democrats and even some of the president's Republican allies have objected to the idea. Kim Kardashian testified in a French court on Tuesday that she feared she would be raped and killed during a 2016 armed robbery in Paris. It marked the first time she's confronted the men accused of tying her up at gunpoint in her hotel suite and stealing more than $6 million in jewelry. The final witness to testify on the first day about Sean Diddy Combs' sex life is back on the stand this morning for cross-examination.
The first thing jurors in Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking and racketeering trial saw were five versions of the now famous video of him beating up then-girlfriend Cassie Ventura in an L.A. hotel hallway in 2016. They also heard from the security guard who responded to the attack. He said Diddy told him, "Don't tell nobody." The second witness was Daniel Phillip, who says he took money to have sex with Cassie and do other things while Combs watched, directed, and at times took over with her. Phillips testified about several intimate details, including Combs complaining they needed more baby oil. He also told jurors about how he believed Diddy hit her. On cross-exam, Combs' lawyers attacked Phillips' credibility. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
The R&B singer Cassie could testify as soon as Tuesday. This is AP News. The Trump administration has welcomed 49 white South Africans to the U.S., saying they are refugees who face discrimination and violence at home.
That's despite pushback from the South African government, who deny that they are facing persecution, saying that they are amongst the most economically privileged in that country. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Christopher Landau.
The South African government has not done what we feel is appropriate to guarantee the rights of these citizens to live in peace with their fellow South Africans, which is why, under our domestic law, they were given refugee status.
Other refugee groups are questioning why the group has priority at a time when the Trump administration has suspended efforts to resettle people who are fleeing war and persecution and have gone through years of vetting before they came to the United States. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.